one final word about friends in low places before we move on to the other one. I wrote it in Roman numerals for myself. If you want to see copies of how I wrote it, you can have a look. I'll just show it to you or give you a copy. But I wrote it in Roman numerals for myself just in case I decide to switch the key, or if I'm doing a solo gig and for some reason I want to switch the key on the fly. Sometimes the keys in on solo gigs when you're sitting and playing acoustic feel differently than when you're standing and playing electric and with a full band. There's more energy, so the keys tend to be higher when you're playing with a full band. But so I write it in Roman numerals so I can instantly transpose quicker if I have to. But also just because I don't want to rewrite it if I decide, like throughout the years, you know, my voice changes, it's getting lower. So some of the ones I haven't sang in a while, I know that if I haven't sang it in a while, the key will indicated will be a bit higher than I'm used to, than I would prefer right now is what I mean. So I've gotten in the habit of writing it in Roman numerals. However, for the bass player or the band, I wrote it out in chords because I don't expect them to read Roman numerals on the gig. And then I made some executive decisions about arrangements. Like I left the intro out. The intro was like four bars and it wasn't exactly the same music as any of the sections because anyway, never mind. So I just left that out. I'll, you know, on the gig, I'll set it up or we'll just vamp. You know, that's just something I keep the band small, partly for that reason, so we can just make executive decisions on the fly like that. And then the other thing was that there was a solo on half a chorus. I didn't feel like writing all that out, so I just made it a full chorus. So all I did was I wrote the verse, which is, I call it A, and the chorus, I call it B, out for the bass player. And then I wrote B solo, A verse 2, B chorus, B chorus, B vamp and fade. That's it. That's the whole song. It took 2 seconds, and now that song is, you know, a valuable asset for us. and you know, people will love it for the next 50 years, God willing, if I'm still able to sing and play by then. Haha. I'll only be 99 by that point. It's not so bad. And by the way, as a postscript on this Friends in Low Places, a couple hours later, I'm recording this, it occurred to me when I wasn't thinking about music that I don't have to change the whole key of the song just from one little stupid note when he goes, and I'll be okay. Like, that is not an essential. The first low note, I got friends in low place, like that's a critical note. But the other one, like the be okay, like that's, you can ignore that. So there's no reason I have to do the whole key based on just that one note. So what I've decided is I'm going to do it in F sharp. So I am going to take the key down after all. And then when it comes to that part, instead of thinking, singing an octave lower, like it would be like be okay. Like there's no way I could hit that. So I'm just going to do, instead of the fifth below, I'll do a third below, like be okay. And it's much easier to sing. So what I mean is, we're in F sharp. Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. Then I don't have to do falsetto. Last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. Alright, so it's a little better for my range. It still hurts a little, but. And then let's go to the chorus. Cause I've got friends in low places. The whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. So right there, be okay. And that's my low F that I hit on the Johnny Cash song. So much better, much better. And I'll be okay. You know, and no one's gonna notice. And if someone does, then that's a compliment, you know. So there you go, F sharp. And good thing I wrote this in Roman numerals, right? So I didn't have to change the key. Except I do have to rewrite the chart for the bass player. Oh well.